Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of News and Brews Sports Biz, your monthly deep dive into the business side of college athletics. I'm normally joined by my partner, Katie Davis, but she is off in Italy on a well-earned sabbatical. So I have two team members joining me from my team, as well as our guest today. I'm Ken Kurzel.
I'm Shane Metzler.
And I'm Brendan McKittrick. This month, we're taking to the court, focusing on the historic achievement of FAU men's basketball program. We are joined today by a remarkable woman at the helm of the business operations, Caroline Kane, the Senior Associate AD for Business and Finance and CFO for FAU Athletics. Welcome, Caroline.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Caroline, let's kick off with your journey. You've carved out quite the career in athletics finance with distinguished roles at UCF, Furman University, and UC Berkeley prior to FAU. Could you share with us some highlights and what brought you to FAU Athletics?
Oh, it's been a roller coaster since I've started, but it's been great. I started in January 2022. And so every place I've been has been unique. It really has been. It's different in size and its structure. So I first started my career off at Southern Miss. And then from there, I went to Cal Berkeley. I was there for 6 years. And then after Cal, in multiple roles in positions. And then after that, I went to Furman University and I was there for 4 years. And then from there, I was at UCF and I was at UCF for 2 years. And then most recently, now where I am is at FAU. And so it has been great. I will say that every place that I have been, it's really turned me into the person that I am today. And I do believe that every place that I've worked, every person that I've worked with, whether or not it's external or internal, has impacted me and who I've become today.
Well, and I know if I recall talking to you, going to FAU, a big part of that was going to work for their athletic director, Brian White, and your kind of respect for him and kind of what he brings to the program, right?
Absolutely. Brian is obviously super notorious and what he brings in every situation, whether or not, like I said, it's with donors or whether it's with people that are internal within our campus too. His stature is just, it's remarkable. It really is. And I really enjoy working with him and the entire White family. I mean, obviously I worked with Danny at UCF and that was great. And so they're different for sure, but they're both awesome. And I really enjoy everything that they've become. And obviously his dad is remarkable as well.
Yeah, that's great.
Awesome. Yeah. So let's switch over and talk about this spring, the super exciting basketball team. So what a phenomenal season by the Owls, a 35 win record, a 20 game win streak, a perfect record at home and a Final Four appearance. It was an incredible run to watch from the outside. How was it watching it in person, watching it live?
Once we were there, the game itself was wonderful, but the getting there was the part that was many, many sleepless nights, but it was back-to-back nights, I will say, right? The preparation that you have to actually get to, and every single time that we won, it was clearly limited time in between, but every single time that we won, it was, okay, what else do we need to do to prepare? And so it was physically demanding, but I honestly wouldn't change a thing. I was so appreciative of everything that Dusty and his team and his family. I mean, this was a team effort, but the energy, it was electric. And it was from an administration standpoint with whether or not it was with travel. I joke and say that I was a CFO by day and travel agent by night. And so that was interesting, but you know, we were building the plane as we were flying it. And we wanted to make sure that we were able to uphold the experience for all of our student athletes, our donors, our coaches, everyone, you know, that was surrounding our staff. Like there were so many people that were behind us. And on top of that, in the middle of it with whenever we were at the Elite Eight or whenever we're about to be at the Elite Eight, my best friend was also getting married. And so I had to catch a plane at 3 o'clock in the morning right after we beat Tennessee. And so that was another hurdle that I was able to actually overcome, but it was wonderful. I could not have imagined missing any of that because you lived and breathed and you died everything as associated with basketball.
Well, and I know you faced like, in that historic week, you know, winning the regional, then you went, like you said, you went into travel agent plan, because I know one of the big things was the charters, trying to create some charters for boosters and kind of probably the first time that FAUs really had to do that, you know, to like within the span of a couple of days, create some charter planes to go out to Houston to join the team for the Final Four.
Absolutely. I mean, you jumped, right? Because we certainly, it's funny that you say that, is that because prior to us even winning the conference tournament, we had a meeting with some people to discuss fan travel. And they said, you know, in the event that you actually advance to the Final Four, would you want to charter a plane? And we all looked at each other. We're like we first need to actually advance to the next round. Let's actually just look at the conference tournament. And then we'll talk about the next round. And now looking back, we absolutely, because none of us had experienced anything like that. So it was, there's so many lessons learned. Yeah. And I think that's the really cool thing about athletics, is that you can actually look back and say, okay, what are things that we would have done better? What are some things that we would have done differently? And forward thinking is not something that you actually do in that environment, because you are boots on the ground, trying to figure out what is next, and then still trying to, you know, ensure that the experience is top notch.
With such a landmark season, I can only imagine the unique challenges that your department had to grapple with, possibly for the first time. Could you dive into what those were and how you navigated them?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, this was a massive undertaking. I mean, as I had mentioned before, it's not just a matter of working internally. It was also working with the NCAA on the incidentals that I'll talk about in just a minute. It was also working with parents and donors and families and obviously our internal staff. But, you know, from seating arrangements of determining what's going to happen with the size of our charter that we were going to get from the NCAA, which would be 24 hours in advance. Sometimes it was even 15 hours in advance. And so it was a matter of, okay, where are we going to seat everyone? Because COVID was something that was still of a concern. And so we had that obstacle. Then we also had to, you know, reserving buses and determining, do we need two? Do we need three? Do we need five? How many buses do we need? The hotel blocks, as well as like the band and cheer, where we were going to put them, where the team was going to practice on the times that they were not actually in the stadium or wherever they were in the arena. Then we also had the ticket allotment. That was probably the biggest thing. So the first round was 400 tickets. And then the next round is 1,000 tickets. And then the final round is 3,400 tickets. And so you're held accountable for all of those tickets, regardless if you sell them or if you comp them and you give them out to people. And then you also had staff, and you only had a certain number of credentials. And so it was the 100 tickets is really like, it was between 100 and 400. And so some of them you could sell, obviously, but then it was, like I said, is the moment that we had everyone seated perfectly. We had a text from obviously Dusty that would say, oh, I need a third ticket in this area. So everyone shifted down. And so as we were doing that until 3 o'clock in the morning sometimes, and you know, our athletic director was there helping us as well, but it was a team effort from our facility staff, as well as our ticket office and our development staff and myself and compliance. And everyone grew so much closer because of that.
So looking ahead, how do you think that, you know, those experiences and the exposure that the run gave the program will, you know, shape the future of FAU athletics? Are there any specific goals or plans on the horizon, or is it kind of just business as usual?
Oh no, we have many plans. Brian White and his vision, his big dreams for sure. And so this run has really elaborated that we are the front porch of the institution, and the enhancement of the exposure that this has created has obviously has a direct impact on an enhancement of admissions, enhancement of enrollment, enhancement of just exposure and everything associated with athletics, associated with development, associated with so much more than just what you see on television. It's funny because it's the saying is really true. It's a rising tide lifts all boats. And so someone asked me the other day and I said, yeah, FAU is a newly renowned basketball school. And so it is, we have had the mayor, that's given us the key to the city. We've had so many people that want to get involved with FAU. And so, which is why we also have capital enhancements that are coming. I'm sure that everyone has heard Dusty speak about some of the renovations that we're doing to our current arena, which is wonderful. And then it's really allowed us to fundraise for NIL. So navigating that world, as well as some additional donations for operating. So that's just, it's constant. But it's, I will go back to say that for us to be one of the five schools that has not had anyone on the team enter the transfer portal is remarkable. And that is Dusty, his entire assistant coaching staff, and directors of ops, video, managers, everyone that touches that program, it's a testament to them.
Yeah, that leads into the question I was going to ask, is my partner Katie and I were fortunate enough to be on campus the week of the, you know, between the winning the regionals and going to the Final Four. And we were there when they were loading up the bus to go to the airport to go to Houston. And it was remarkable, the level of enthusiasm, certainly for the players, but like just the way the crowd went nuts for Dusty. And they're hanging out pins with his face on it. It's like, man, the biggest star here is the coach, not even the players, you know, from a standpoint of it. And he would redirect it to the players. I realize that. But just how much the FAU community just like embraced him and what his leadership meant. Is he as good behind the scenes as he is on the outside looking in?
What you see is what you get with Dusty. He is a unbelievable person. And people ask me this all the time. They say, you know, is he really that great? And I say, absolutely, because it's true. It's not just because on paper he has a winning record, 100%, but from his staff to his family to everything that he embodies is genuine, it's true, it's honest, and it's exactly what you want in a coach.
Wow, that's amazing. So we're excited for FAU Athletics and the journey that's going to bring. So that brings us, yeah, exactly, and the Beach Boys. So that brings us to our last part where we celebrate a little bit of what we're enjoying beer-wise. So Caroline, want to tell us what your favorite beer or beverage of choice is?
Sure. I am definitely a connoisseur of Belgian beers. And so I love Triple Carmelite. It comes in a Florida Lee glass, and it's obviously, I'm from New Orleans, so it's pretty stoic and representative of New Orleans. It's not a New Orleans beer, but it certainly is a very tasty beer. I would recommend it to anyone.
That's awesome. Shane?
Sounds delicious. Yeah. So I think I've been on here enough that I've named and discussed most of my favorite beers. I'll say the most recent beer of choice that I've had was Cloud Dweller, which is a hazy IPA from Coppertail Brewing in Tampa. I enjoyed it. What about you, Brendan?
I'm going to have to say a local Gainesville brewery, First Magnitude. They have a beer called the Head Ball Coach, which is for Steve Spurrier, who's obviously the head ball coach for the Florida Gators. And it just, you know, drinking that beer brings me back to college football. So I always like enjoying that.
That's fun.
Ken, what's your beer of choice?
Oh, I have so many beers of choice, but I decided, well, since we have Carolina on, I need to have something South Florida-ish. And it's not Boca, but it's Doral Tripping Animals Brewing, which is one of my favorite breweries in South Florida. They made one called the Launch Box, which is kind of off of the lunchbox. Just a good double IPA that is amazingly yummy. So, so Caroline, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing those insights and the extraordinary season at FAU. It's been a true pleasure.
Yeah, agreed. And a huge thank you to our listeners for tuning in to another episode of News and Brews Sports Biz Podcast. We'll see you next month with more stories from the collegiate athletics world. Until then, cheers.
Cheers.
To learn more about the James Moore & Company Collegiate Athletics and Higher Education segments, go to jmco.com. And don't forget to sign up for Insights to get our latest industry updates, news, and events delivered straight to your inbox. You can also follow us on Twitter at @JMCOHigherEd. And on LinkedIn for the latest news as the landscape of collegiate athletics and higher education is continually evolving.